probably from the original site over to here.
Mm-hmm.
And put new roof on it, try to restore it. I haven't touched anything else.
So the settlers made the furniture? And
yes, a lot of it. I was just looking at that table there. That's unique.
Mm-hmm.
And the stand that's holding the table top up. And it's history.
Yeah, this is kind of details a little bit about it.
So this was owned by George and Annie Lindston.
Yes, they were the kids, and that's the picture of them right there.
Mm-hmm.
This is Carl, who built it, and that's his wife, Kirsten.
What does he say?
And George. Mm-hmm. So, and George and Annie lived the early 90s, the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
Can
I take a picture of you next to that picture?
Sure. Okay. So Lindston. So I didn't know Annie, but...
Let's see. Let's see if I can get both.
She was a sweetheart. Very quiet.
Very beautiful woman.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
She was striking. She was tall and very...
Yep. Mm-hmm. She was like a string bean. Slim.
You still saw him what?
No, I haven't even started to saw it this summer.
Oh, I haven't started. No calls to have... Nobody looking for lumber. Nobody want any lumber.
Great. Wow. This is wonderful.
It is neat.
No addition. No new home.
I'll have to go outside and look at the notching.
What's that big dairy barn, complete dairy barn out there on the center road?
Yeah.
Drew's. And
Hi.
I saw that all out. And,
So his wife wouldn't come live in a one room cabin.
That's the story. No, she wouldn't. That was she wasn't leaving Sweden to come live in one room cabin. So people too. So that's how it goes.
I don't know if you noticed wheat. There's an epidemic on wheat that could spread worldwide.
Where's Annie?
You see the price on bread and cereals. And
that's
stuff
Annie
like
in her older days.
Back to bacon and eggs.
Yeah, over in New York.
This is not the original museum. This burnt.
Still in the,
the early 70s.
Yeah. Fungus.
But it had been used as just kind of a garage storage shop and whatnot. Quite by the wayside.
Yes.
I used to live in the house that they built in 1915. And I went, some of the flowers in this wreath, I picked off the property, where this house used to be, and put it in this wreath, so I have Annie with me.
Yeah, I noticed they were making the hair wreaths out there.
Mm-hmm. I was picking them yesterday and whipped it up this morning in the garage.
The potato crop they took in each year on 3 or 4 acres, you know, and blacked down each day.
No, there's the little stuka.
What they brought in.
Everything's in a small amount.
I know it.
They could do that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That was a lot of work.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much of this is actually, I'm assuming they picked it all.
How much of it is what?
Original, like new stuff and new wood and, you know, this looks like this is from the 80s.
Yeah, it looks like there's some,
you know, some of them, sure,
the windows look like they've been restored.
So,
we're not right.
There's a couple more houses. There's the Lars Nowak house down around the corner, and then they've got the blacksmith shop. And in Stockholm, they've got the Stockholm Museum, where we were last night at the Legion.
Mm.
There's the Stockholm Museum, and that used to be an old house, and that's kind of a cool museum because it's
good.
They've set up like the rooms
with
the furniture, so you kind of feel like you're in a kind of house, and they've got a barn with a lot of farm equipment and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to picture this with about 4 feet of snow out the window.
It's going to be a long winter.
Mike used to come up to the shop.
That must have been something.
If he didn't have a bead or something up there, he'd still stop by. He'd like to say hello.
Yeah.
And he'd stop by.
Yeah, it'd be a long winter. That's the thing about the houses.
No bigger than that.
We are so There's so much darkness, we don't build our houses like the right way, like they do in Sweden, and they don't decorate with the light and the white. And
mm-hmm.
It's dark here.
Oh, go see what else is around.
Yeah!
Easy with the cards. Easy with the cards. Are they supposed to be looking like?